going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Indeed, it's draft day. What a great day in Detroit with not only Tigers coming off a series win against the Padres, huge Piston game tonight. We've got the National Football League draft. Let's go. Let's go with Lions analysis, Pistons talk, Tigers talk all day long here on Karsh and Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. Gator, how are you today?
Happy draft day, my friend.
What's up?
Oh, I'm happy. I'm happy today. There's so much going on. I mean, I can't remember the last time we did a draft day show when there was literally something else going on.
Right.
I mean, the Pistons, that's kind of a big deal. They have game three of the first round of the NBA playoffs, and it's a home game. Pretty big deal. I love it. And this is exciting times. I always get so jacked up for the draft. I can't wait. This thing is, I'm all types of excited.
It's so much more fun when you know you've got somebody that can draft well. We're not hoping he can draft well. We know he can draft well. And the funny thing is, you know, we got a call yesterday from somebody who said, I'm not a Brad bot. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of am. I kind of am. And part of it is, you know, I don't have a expectation that Brad Holmes is going to be perfect because I think that's unrealistic. He's going to miss on some picks for sure. It's just, what's the net? Like, are your drafts making your team better? They're making them so good that they can't afford to keep them together. That's how good his drafts have been. And with the news yesterday that Kirby Joseph is now the highest paid safety in football, that changes everything. What do you make of them bringing back Kirby Joseph, but he is the highest paid safety in football?
I mean, Kirby Joseph had such an amazing year last year, and again, we're talking about how these numbers change all the time. You might be the top dog now, but in just give it 2 years, and the deal's going to look a lot easier to take. But I think I'd give a real strong consideration to giving him a big time extension. I don't. It's defense.
Well, he got it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. My bad. Yeah. Yep. So I like having Kirby Joseph here a long time.
$21.5 million a year. Okay. It's the highest paid safety in football. And here's the thing about it is I think when you're the top 5 to 10, as you mentioned, top 5 to 10 player at a position in the draft or in the league and your contract's up, you're going to be the highest paid player at that position. So I know some people might think he's not worth it, but this is just the way it works. So once you bring him back, it takes up a bunch of your cap space. And I said, you know, in the tease there, I think they may have tipped their hand here a little bit. And I'm, as you piece together what the Lions are going to do tonight, they still have Jameson Williams that they need to extend, Brian Branch they need to extend, Sam Laporta, Jack Campbell, Jahmyr Gibbs, not necessarily this offseason. And we know Aiden Hutchinson's going to get an extension, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you afford to keep all those guys? Because they're going to, some of them are going to fall into the category of being the highest paid player at their position. Maybe not. If they're not the highest, they're going to be close. Because no, contracts are up, and they're getting to a point where you have to wonder. I mean, they just can't keep everybody, right?
No. So basically, you have like, what is it, six or seven players in that group. If you, I mean, obviously they've extended Joseph, but you've got, it's kind of a split on offense and defense. Now there's six players left with Aiden Hutchinson, Brian Branch, Jack Campbell, and on the other side you've got Jameson Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Sam LaPorta.
Yep.
I don't mind that they already got the ball rolling, and here we go, that Kirby Joseph is a guy, because if I'm looking at, and I know that they're going to have to make some tough decisions, some guys aren't going to be here in a couple of years. But they have them for the next couple of years anyway. So for me, I don't, you're looking at the money that's going to be spent. Jameson Williams is going to be too much money. Because
you think he's going to be the odd man out?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's going to be the odd man out because his contract is going to be north of $30 million a year. And I think you can get wide receiver talent throughout a draft, and you don't have to go that route. Heck, you can even get wide receiver talent right away in free agency at a fraction of the cost. So I'm not going to extend J-Mo. So that's one right away I know I'm going to save money on. The other one I'm going to save money on is probably going to be Sam LaPorta. I think there's you can get some tight ends. I know that there's a nice relationship that he's got with Goff and all that.
Yeah.
I'm not married to saying I'm not going to bring him back, but I think that's where I would lean. And if I had to cut another spot, and this would be wildly unpopular, but I might think about Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
Because running backs are disposable, unfortunately, and they are already, it's 2 years in, and they've used the hell out of Jahmyr Gibbs. Now, fortunately, he's a first-round pick, so you've got him for five. You got him for three more years. I'm not worried about extending him until 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, and running backs only have so many hits in them. But if you start thinking about, if you're the Lions and you have to operate with the idea that there's limited amount of cap space and too many good players to re-sign, that is sort of an undercurrent of their thinking tonight, in my opinion. And we'll get to what that means because we're up against it, but we'll get to what that means and what you might look for trends tonight, starting tonight and over the next 3 days. It's the NFL draft. And of course, we'll be streaming live tonight. So we're going to do 4 hours this afternoon and then probably 4 hours tonight. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's a bit of an animal day for us.
That's what we do.
And in the meantime,
doesn't feel like work when we get into the draft and you got the Pistons game going on.
I don't know how we're going to do that. I honestly don't know how, because I think during the Pistons game, if you're watching the Twitch and YouTube feed tonight, you're going to see a lot of us just staring at the screen. And I'm going to admit it right up front. Watching this critical Piston game during the draft is going to be an interesting juggling act. You might have a lot of us just staring at the screen, which is, I apologize ahead of time, but it's going to be what it's going to be. We're all going to hang out, watch a game together.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do because I only have the one TV in the room.
You've got a laptop, right?
I mean, the laptop is typically used for the stream that we're doing here, right?
Yeah, but you can.
That's true. I can open up other windows and watch, I guess. Or I could use my phone.
It's going to be challenging.
It's going to be challenging. For me, it's challenging.
It's going to be a busy night.
Like, yeah, dude, whatever.
Yeah.
Devices, duh.
We'll have it running tonight, and we look forward to having you with us on Twitch and YouTube tonight for starting at 8 o'clock for our draft/Piston Watch Party. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of law. Because they specialize, Michigan Auto Law has recovered more million-dollar auto accident results than any other lawyer or law firm in Michigan. If you do your research, you'll see it's the truth about Michigan Auto Law over any other law firm. Largest auto truck accident or auto accident settlement, largest truck accident settlement. So call my guy Steve and his crew at Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. All right, so they're sitting there at 28 tonight, and here's what I can't escape, Scott Anderson, and we kind of set it up here, is with all these contracts up and so many good players that are going to need to get re-signed, now Kirby Joseph in the fold, highest paid safety in the game. Aiden Hutchinson's clearly going to get re-signed. I don't think there's any doubt about that. That leaves in the next couple of years, Jameson Williams, Brian Branch, Sam Laporta, Jack Campbell, Jahmyr Gibbs, and players that are just drafted are cheap. Players that are worthy of huge second contracts are expensive. And because they've drafted so well, they've got so many of these guys that they want to bring back, they have to be considering drafting a cheap replacement. I think that means, and by the way, they also have a few frontline players that are going to cycle out in the next couple of years. Taylor Decker, maybe Frank Ragnow, is only 29, but.
But how long does he want to keep playing through
he's
the pain?
Got, yeah. He's got wear and tear. DJ Reader, I mean, they're going to have to cycle some players out, and you start looking at it and you go, wow. Now, obviously, they're going to re-sign some of their young players. They just, it's a valid question of whether or not they can afford all of them. You want to build a perfect team. You want to draft great players at every position and have them play their entire careers with you. But the way that it's set up, the constraints of the salary cap, a great roster can't be fit underneath the constraints of a salary cap without going cheap at some position. I don't mean cheap as in, I mean finding players in the draft that are on their first contracts. They have to make up for spending money elsewhere.
You can't have an infinite. You can't bring everybody back. And yep. I mean, but you can extend it quite a bit. And with a lot, I think part of the brilliance of what they've done is that they can space it out a pretty decent amount based on when, after you get a couple of years down the line here, where now you're up against, you got to extend somebody. It comes at the same time that you're now able to restructure somebody else's contract. I think they'll be able to fit quite a few of these guys under. But if you're going to have to start, but if there will have to be a cut or two.
Yep.
And I think you can identify those cuts and feel pretty good about it. Again, a JMO cut is going to save you, you know, if you bring them back, it's over $30 million. Well, you're not going to do that. So save that. If you bring Jack Campbell back, linebackers don't get paid a ton. And he is an off-ball middle linebacker. He's old school. That's not going to cost you a ton of money either. He's not going to set the market. He hasn't been that kind of player where you look at him and say, he's going to set the market, as opposed to like Kirby Joseph, who's coming off a crazy season, and now he gets his money at $21 million. Gibbs is going to be an interesting one.
Yep.
But again, you've got three more years of it before you have to really, you know, get to that point where are we just going to let him go or what? And that's three full seasons. Win a Super Bowl, nobody cares.
Here's what I think they're going to – I think here's how it impacts a draft. I think it impacts a draft tonight, and don't be surprised if wide receiver, safety, tight end, linebacker, or running back are drafted early in this draft. I don't know if they'll take a running back at 28.
I'd be surprised running back.
But early in this draft, and the reason is they start replenishing with cheaper alternatives. Now, they don't say, hey, we're going to take a running back. But they do say, if there is an elite prospect that is in one of our top buckets on the board at 28, even if he's a tight end, even if he's a linebacker, you take that guy because you're saving money and it's allowing you to bring back more of your veterans. And it might be a guard. It might be a tackle. It could be a wide receiver. Like the whole Matthew Golden thing makes more and more sense. Bringing him in for a visit makes more and more sense as we get closer to the draft. If you start with a premise that they're good enough to win the Super Bowl now, how do you stay here? And one of the ways you stay here is being able to restock with cheaper players. And unfortunately, you have to bite the bullet and let a veteran or two go that you want to keep. And you mentioned Gibbs. Gibbs could be the very painful one. Jahmyr Gibbs is such a weapon. He's so fun to watch. But he is, if he keeps this up and stays healthy, when his contract's up, he could be the highest paid player at his position in the game. And the Gibbs effect, I think there's a Gibbs effect on tonight's draft. I mean, I think that the running back position is back. And it's not just because of Jahmyr Gibbs, but Jahmyr Gibbs was a high draft pick that people... A lot of eye rolls took place when they took him. And now it feels like Ashton Gentry is moving up. I mean, could Ashton Gentry go in the top five? I think he could.
Yes, I think he could.
Yep.
Ashton Gentry is a different kind of player. I think he's not that I don't think that Jahmyr Gibbs is special. We really like Jahmyr Gibbs, but Ashton Gentry is like a notch above that. I don't think anybody would have an issue of Gentry going in the top 10. He's that type of player. But yes, there's a resurgence here of running backs, and the importance has been, you know, reemphasized that these guys do matter, you know, but they haven't been paid. I've been saying for years, I think that I'd love to find a way that running backs could make more money, because they just get used up on the first contract and tossed away. And it's really unfortunate because they are so valuable to a team. But I think when it comes to what the Lions will do and betting on the future and trying to restock and stuff, it doesn't have to happen this year. I guess that's my hesitancy to it. You can start doing that maybe next year. I'm not doing it this year. Not likely. I will not be thrilled if they take if Colston Loveland is a selection. Nothing against Colston Loveland, but if the Lions, if they take him at 28, I'm not going to be happy about it, because I think it would be a wasted opportunity on a player where there might be some depth at that position you can take later on. I get it. He's one of these guys in the bucket, but I just like other players over him, and I don't think now is the time to start going the high end, you know, refresh on that position when you still have Sam Laporta for two more years.
I truly believe that Brad Holmes, if there's a player in their top bucket still on the board at 28, regardless position, I think he's taking him.
Well, he says it, and you are admittedly a Brad bot. Yeah. So, I push back on it. I don't buy it. I would be upset.
You're allowed to be upset. Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at you. Yeah, I think he's true to himself, and I'm here for it.
I'd be furious if they took like Travion Henderson at 28. There's no point in being a running back now. You have a couple years on that. Wait on that. And in fact, running backs make an impact their rookie season, so you don't even have. You can wait.
That's a position where you can probably wait. Additionally, there's only really one. I mean, if Amarion Hampton, I guess, would be the running back for North Carolina, would be the one player that could still be on the board for them, I would be pretty surprised. Travion Henderson, to me, feels like a second-round pick.
I'm assuming that Hampton's already gone. So, they're at different positions. I feel differently about when do you start to go ahead and restock things. And I think that defensive tackle is definitely one that you have to think about. For this draft, offensive line is one you got to think about for this draft. The first three picks for the Lions, I would hope, involve a combination of like two defensive linemen and offensive linemen.
Gator, looky here. We got a draft edition of the Blitz thingy coming up at 10:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service is where you get green and stay green with Natural Way. You want that green lawn? Call them today, 888-GET-GREEN, or go to naturalwaylawn.com. For a limited time only, you purchase a full lawn program. You get free grub control, but you have to mention my name, Gator, and the station's 97.1 The Ticket. Warm weather is here. It's gorgeous out today. Well, a little hazy, but it's going to be really warm and nice. In the 80s, you guys start thinking about that. The warm weather brings on the weeds. Weeds are no good. You know what's a weed? Dandelion. They're pretty, but you know what it is? It's a weed. Aren't you listening? You got to get rid of them. Dandelions will rob your lawn of water and nutrients. They're no bueno. You got to get rid of those things. It's not too late to treat for crabgrass either. We know about crabgrass. If you see it in the summer, it is too late. But right now, it's not. Make sure you call right now and you'll get the beautiful weed-free lawn this summer. There's no runaround with Natural Way. Listen, I've been talking about it for almost a dozen years now. It's a locally owned company for over 35 years. They know what they're doing. They send out experts to your yard to come out and evaluate the yard, and then they tailor specifically for your lawn using high-quality products and, again, high-quality expertise. That's what they're about. They're Michigan-owned, Michigan employees, Michigan families. They're involved in local charities. Keep your money right here in the state. You're going to love it. 888-GET-GREEN or go to naturalwaylawn.com.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, Kanks behind the glass. We got David on the phones today. Good to have you in. And we got a huge day. Excited for what's going down today and tonight in Detroit. We do this every once in a while. Let's do the Blitz thingy, an NFL draft edition. Scott. Scott Anderson, heads or tails?
Heads.
He calls heads. It is a tail. I will defer.
Oh.
All right, Gator, get ready. I hope you're ready. I know you're ready. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Question number one. The new Jacksonville Jaguars GM, James Gladstone, he did not conduct one top 30 visit. This is something he took from his time in L.A., Les Snead, known for not doing any top 30 visits. Is this brilliant or dumb?
I think it's dumb, dumb, dumb. I have no idea why you would use this option here. This is just it's so foolish. You know, somebody else learned under Les Snead and kind of values those in-house visits, and they've done a really nice job here in Detroit. I don't understand why, if you have a chance to engage and learn more about players in a one-on-one setting, why you wouldn't take advantage of that? Bring in the guys you want to learn more about, guys you have maybe just a question about, or maybe you just want to reaffirm exactly what you think. Don't take just hearsay from other coaches and stuff. Find out for yourself what you need to know. Don't be obtuse. I think this is stupid.
Okay. Since when is less work smart? Like, this is such a critical decision. I guess James Gladstone and Brad Holmes took completely different things from Les Snead. Because Brad Holmes uses the visits, and they value the visits. And he's kind of become a template for how to do it right. I don't know. If I were a Jags fan, and there's not many of them out there, but if I were a Jags fan, I'd be worried about this. I'd be worried about other things. Is he vetting his coach, Duval? I mean, what is he doing? Nothing. I mean, that's to me, it's absurd.
Well, not only that, the Rams are doing visits.
No, they finally did one this year. That's why I was out of the blue. They never do visits, Gator. And I got to tell you, I think my answer is, it's actually brilliant for L.A. Les Snead has done pretty well with his picks. Like, we've said all along, you're not going to get all of them right. You won't. But the gems that he's found in the draft, and by the way, they got their team right back into the playoffs last year after everyone thought they wouldn't be, is largely due to the picks they've had. I think it's brilliant for L.A., but I think it's dumb overall. I think you got to be your own man, Gladstone. I think this is one of those things where, yeah, you it's like the Patriot way. Those guys were trying to take that thing to the extreme. Be your own guy. Take some of the things you learned from where you used to be, but also know that that's not going to work everywhere you go. This year, finally, L.A. did a visit with a top 30 visit with Jalen Milroe, but overall, they don't do top 30 visits because they don't want to tip their hand, Gator.
I don't know. Quick Google search lets you know they visited with quite a few people this year.
Is the one year then, because otherwise, Les Snead does not do top 30 visits.
Well, you can teach an old dog new tricks.
You just hate Sean McVay. All right, here we go. This year,
Facts. The
top three seems to be a consensus. It's probably going to be Ward, Hunter, Carter. The real draft might start at four. What do you guys think the Patriots do at four?
Yeah, great question, because Field Yates thinks it's a given they're going to take offensive tackle Will Campbell out of LSU going to the Patriots at four. I'm going to predict, however, that the number four spot, however, is where we see our first trade. I think Las Vegas wants Ashton Jeanty, and there's rumors that he's going to go at five. I think Vegas is going to move up the two spots and take Ashton Jeanty, running back Boise State. Call it the Jahmyr Gibbs effect.
You just want to call it the Jahmyr Gibbs effect. I think that would be an interesting move and something I could see the Raiders doing. However, I'm just going to go with chalk here. It's Will Campbell, the tackle from LSU. That's who the Patriots are going to select. Is it at four or is it six? I'm saying the Patriots will select Will Campbell, the offensive tackle. You got to protect your investment of Drake May.
Doug, I think the Jets trade out. I'm sorry, the Jets. The Patriots trade out. I think a team that is absolutely in love with Ashton Jeanty is going to move up ahead of the Jags. I agree. I don't know if you want to call it the Jahmyr Gibbs effect, Doug, but it's no more that they love Ashton Jeanty. And, you know, obviously last year we saw the running backs play a big role in the league, and a lot of people didn't expect it. I think some team's going to fall in love with Jeanty. They cannot risk the fact that there's rumors that the Jags actually like Jeanty as well. They're not taking that chance. It might be the Raiders. Might be the Bears, but some teams train up. I think Patriots get out of four. All right, will Travis Hunter actually play both corner and wide receiver in the NFL like he wants to?
Yes, he's going to play both ways, but he's not going to play every snap in the game. That'd be stupid. You'll get him killed out there in the NFL. He can get away with it in college to an extent, and he was phenomenal at it. I don't know which side he'd be better on to start off. Whether it's a defensive back or a wide receiver, but He's a playmaker on both sides. He's going to play, but they're going to have to find a way to get him breaks. I don't know what percentages you'd say he'd play. I imagine he probably plays more on defense than he would on offense, but he's going to play a lot both ways.
Will he do both in a game? Yes. Will he do both full-time? No. It's bold. It's admirable that he wants to do this, but I highly doubt he can do it long-term, and I think he has to be realistic about it, and I have respect for the want, but let's get real. This is the National Football League, and he would break down quickly.
Yeah, the answer is yes-ish, because it is just too hard to play that many snaps in this league. These guys are a lot bigger, faster, and stronger. The injury risk is far too high. I do think that he will be a receiver mostly in the NFL, and he will dabble in the defensive back, because that's just the easier way to go. You can't like keep coming in and out as a starting cornerback, you know, on the outside. You're probably going to play nickel or, you know, certain situations, dime packages, whatnot. I think his full-time position is receiver. Also, receivers generally get paid way more than defensive backs do, so I think that's the route he goes. But I do think...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think Roger Goodell will announce him as receiver and defensive back when he gets drafted. Where does Kirk Cousins end up to start the 2025 season?
Okay, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. I just cannot see Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh. But you start thinking about it, there's questions about Shedeur Sanders, right? And some people thinking that his interviews were bad. That could have him drop to the Steelers pick at 21. And you know what would be perfect? Who's a better role model of a true pro than Kirk Cousins? Cousins for a year mentoring Shedeur seems like a great work hierarchy and short and long-term plan. It's a true pro and his apprentice. I think they get Kirk Cousins and they draft Shedeur Sanders.
I think it's interesting because you mentioned Aaron Rodgers, and I'm sure he does play a role in where Kirk Cousins is going to go, because I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to play this year. I think what Aaron Rodgers did and what he said, I don't think any team wants to touch him with a 10-foot pole anymore. I think they're done with him because he doesn't know if he even wants to play football. And why would you want that guy leading your team? I think Kirk Cousins is going to end up back with his old fire pit over by Lake Minnetonka and hang out with the Minnesota Vikings again.
Wow.
I think that there's going to be a game of chicken between the Vikings and the Falcons. Who's going to blink first in terms of what they're going to have to give up to make this happen? Or is Atlanta just going to release him and take this unbelievable cap hit? Probably not, but they're going to have to eat a ton of money in order to facilitate a trade for a guy they paid way too much money for and then just decided we're going to move on to somebody else. He's got familiarity with that offense and the team, and everybody loves him. I think he goes right back to Minnesota and takes that thing over for another year before J.J. McCarthy's ready to.
See, that's why I don't think he goes to Minnesota. Kirk Cousins has a no-trade clause, and he does not want to go into another situation with a young quarterback who's ready to replace him at any moment. He wants out of that. I agree with you, Doug. I think it's the Steelers. They want the opposite of Aaron Rodgers at this point. They don't want, instead of darkness retreats and wondering where the hell in the world is Aaron Rodgers is, they're going to get Bible study and knowing Cousins is at Kohl's or in his backyard. It's completely opposite, much easier. Just go with Kirk Cousins to the Steelers. That's where he ends up. All right, guys, we all love the NFL draft. But how much do you love the NFL draft? Would you actually pay for the NFL draft to watch it like pay-per-view?
Yes, of course we would. Take my money. It's going to happen. If it happens, I mean, look, it's an easy pay-per-view for, payday for the NFL, but I think the NFL has done a real nice job of just finding ways to monetize the league through advertising. I think they really enjoy controlling everything they have. But of course, if it were pay-per-view, I would 100% pay for it. How much would I go? If you started at $50, I'm not blinking. If you go up to $100, I'm probably still paying it. So, somewhere in that range.
I'm mad that you even asked this question because nobody wants to ever pay for something that they're already pay more for something that they're paying for right now through cable or whatever, although it is available over the air first round. So I don't know, man, I'd pay $100, I guess. But if they start doing stuff like this,
jailbreak?
Oh no.
Wow, we finally got him to break bad.
This is
the Breaking Bad moment for Doug.
You know, listen, if we had to pinpoint what would be the event that Doug would say jailbreak, it would be the NFL draft, wouldn't it?
This is the origin of Doug's story.
That or the Women's Big Ten Volleyball Championship.
Wow. So would I pay for the NFL draft? Unfortunately, I probably would. Let's just be honest, people. In a past life, when I had a different job, I would actually sit in my car and listen to the NFL draft when it was just 2 days. So I was working weekends. I was going around. I had managed a bunch of cell phone stores, but I would sit in the parking lot and just listen to the draft. I love the draft, man. 2 days, I would just sit there on a Saturday all day, Sunday all day. Hell yeah, I'm going to pay for it on HD 4K, 5K, 7K TV or whatever it is. I'm paying for it. But fortunately, guys, I don't think the NFL will make us pay for it. I think this is too much free hype for them to get ready for the season. It's like the Super Bowl. I think those two remain untouched, but everything in between, they'll charge as much as they can for. All right, guys, give me a bold-ass draft prediction for night one.
All right, so look. We talk about Brad's buckets, and I'm going to make a Lions-specific one. And I think he is beholden to the buckets. And the more I've studied this player, I think there's a player that's in their top bucket, a player that goes, if he's expected to go in the teens, and if the Lions see a path to move up to get him, I think they try. If he can just slip into their range, that player, Scott Anderson, that I could see them trading up for, the pick is in. Penn State tight end Tyler Warren, I think they would be, he seems to me to be the kind of player they would absolutely love. He caught 104 passes. He rushed it 26 times. He threw 6 passes. They see their own Taysom Hill. I think Tyler Warren is a player they absolutely wouldn't be able to resist.
You're just trolling me. That's all you're
it's
doing
a
right now.
Bold-ass prediction.
All you're doing right now is trolling me. You're saying tight end when I've already said on the show that if they draft the tight end, I'm not going to be happy about it. And then you double down and bring up the name Taysom Hill just to be a complete jackass. My bold ass prediction because
somebody's sensitive.
Yeah. Well, based on every mock draft you see where the top 4 picks are kind of in order there, my bold ass prediction is Ashton Jeanty actually goes 5. A lot of people have the top 5 already mapped out with Mason Graham being the guy who goes to Jacksonville. I don't think so. I think it's going to be Ashton Jeanty to Jacksonville because Jacksonville has a bunch of needs on their team. One thing they desperately need is to make sure that that the quarterback that they have, Trevor Lawrence, is the right guy to have. So they gave him a wide receiver weapon last year in Brian Thomas, who was great. They need to give him a running game, a serious running game. That would really help out that offense. It would help out Trevor Lawrence and his confidence, and it would help out the Jacksonville Jaguars take a big step forward.
All right, you know the story every year with drafts is where are the quarterbacks going? How many quarterbacks go in the first round? My bold-ass prediction, Shedeur Sanders does not get drafted day one.
Whoa.
I know everyone's going to say, what about the fifth-year option, right? That's why you want a quarterback in the first round. I think most teams know where they're at with their quarterback by year 3, and they'll extend them anyways. You know, the second contract is happening if you're good, whether you have a 4-year deal or a 5-year deal. I think he becomes like the first pick of the second round. Whether that stays with Cleveland or not, or someone trades up. But my bold-ass prediction for night one, Shedeur Sanders is still there and available for night two.
That is bold. And there it is, the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz Thingy and NFL Draft Edition. Do you know your home's water score? Telltale signs like water spots, dingy laundry, or dry skin indicate your water score needs to get better. Improve your water score by calling CGC Water at 855-339-4242. This month, get a free Kinetico reverse osmosis system with the purchase of a Kinetico Premier softener. If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com today. Improve your water score. Contact CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, and tell them Doug Karsh sent you. Carson Anderson, it's draft day. It's game 3. It's Tigers winning another big series. I love the term the Birchie kid came up with, that our sports nuclear winter is over. We had a rough go for a while, and now just about everybody's compelling. They're either competing for championships, competing for playoff spots, or they're the Red Wings. 248-539-9797. Yeah, it's frustrating. But hey, look, Kirby Joseph gets a deal yesterday. Is it tip their hand that they eventually are going to have to replace somebody? That there's going to be a draft pick in this draft with the Detroit Lions. And maybe it's tonight, maybe not. It probably depends on the position. But there's going to be a draft pick, a wide receiver, J-Mo, a safety, Branch, a tight end, Laporta, a linebacker, Campbell, a running back, Gibbs, that is going to be drafted with the idea that, hey, this player is eventually going to replace one of these guys that's due a contract. And it's something that I think you have to consider when you have drafted so well and you're trying to make it work money-wise, and you still have to bring in get Aiden Hutchinson's new contract done. Kirby Joseph got his contract, and so who is next? 248-539-9797. We'll get to what all the experts have happening, and we got a bunch of mock draft results, and we'll get to that at 11:05. When it comes right down to it, this is wildly unpredictable for our Lions. I think it's a combination of two things. The obvious one is where they're drafting. When you're drafting at the end of the first round, there's too many picks ahead of you to know who's going to be on the board.
Mm-hmm.
To understand who the pool of players they'll have to choose from and have even a semblance of a clue, you almost have to have intimate knowledge of the 27 teams in front of them. And that's virtually impossible. So predicting who they're going to get. Secondly, it is a year where between the defensive tackles, the edge rushers, the interior offensive linemen, and a few other players sprinkled in here and there, like Nicky Munwari, like Jahad Campbell, like Matthew Golden, you know, some of those guys might be gone, but it's almost impossible to figure this thing out. And I think as we get to everybody's pick at 11:05, all the mock drafts reflect that. Highly unpredictable night tonight for our Lions.
Well, it always is, because you don't know what Brad Holmes is going to do, because Brad Holmes has done the unconventional. He's drafted a running back. He's drafted a linebacker. You know, he's taken players he just didn't really see coming. In the first round anyway. And because you're at 28, and because there is this deep pool of players that we think, there's lots of flexibility to move back or move up, I guess, depending on what you want to do. And because it is such a deep draft, I wonder if the prices have come down. Like, if we always look at the draft value chart, does that change completely on a night like tonight? Because it does seem like there's lots of teams that maybe want to move back. Okay, well, if you're going to move back, I'm not going to, you know, if I'm going to move, that means another team has to move up. Maybe the price isn't so high.
I don't know. I think it depends on the player. I think it depends on the position. I think it depends on how desperate a team is, how much they, because you could fall in love with somebody and say, I'm getting this guy at all costs, but you might be the only one in love with them. So if you had everybody's draft board in front of you, and you could see how they had all the players ranked, it would be fascinating. And there would be some draft boards that my eyes would gravitate to immediately. Obviously, our Lions, but I'd also know what Baltimore, want to know what Baltimore's thinking. I'd want to know what Philly is thinking. I would want to know what Seattle's thinking. And Pittsburgh, like some organizations I really have a ton of respect for historically. But, you know, that's what makes it so difficult. And on top of that, you know, the Lions, there seems to be more speculation. We've had two people in the last 48 hours project the Lions trade, project the Lions moving back out of 28. And if you move back out of 28, you know, that, I mean, we're going to sit there and talk about it all night long and then find out they traded.
Right. But then you're watching to the end of the draft, because see, if they're going to trade back, I imagine they'd be trading back with a team like the Giants or the Browns, who are at the top of the second round, that want to get back in to get that fifth year for a quarterback.
Yep. If you are wanting to see the Lions trade back, then you are rooting for Jackson Dart to fall or Shedeur Sanders to fall, because those late first round picks become coveted for quarterback needy teams. And so if you are the sidebar story, if you're wanting them to trade back, the sidebar story without question is the two quarterbacks, Sanders and Dart, do they fall?
Yeah, it's pick 21, Pittsburgh, right? If Pittsburgh passes on a quarterback, and I guess New Orleans to a degree as well at number 9, but I think it's 21 is pretty key there. If they pass on a quarterback, then you're going to see teams trying to get back in.
248-539-9797. All right, coming up today at 11:05, we'll run down what all the experts, who everybody has them taking. Gator has done his annual Nobody Asked For It mock draft.
That's
we
right.
will get to that coming up a little bit later on. Tonight, the Pistons are in action for Game 3. How about this for point spread movement? The Knicks opened as a 1.5 favorite. Yesterday, it swung back in favor of the Pistons. They became a 1-point favorite. Today, right before the show, the Knicks were a 1.5-point favorite again. Not quite sure that Vegas or the people know what's going to happen. I mean, you always have when you have a team with a fan base like New York, you have New York money that can come in.
This is just money movement, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's what moves the line. So I wonder if
an injury can move the line too.
That is correct. That's a good point. And we have no update on Isaiah Stewart, do we? I haven't seen anything. Kang, have you seen anything on Isaiah Stewart?
He's questionable. He's listed as questionable. Okay. That's it. That's all the latest.
That's nice and vague. So is there any other injuries? Not that I'm aware of, but hey man, kind of crazy to see that happen. The Pistons went from being an underdog to a favorite. Now they're an underdog again. And let me just check the very latest and see if there has been any movement. There hasn't. Pistons getting 1.5 tonight at home in what is going to be an absolute, absolute maelstrom of chaos. LCA. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but let's get to all the experts' picks, who they think the Lions are getting, that at 11:05 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.